Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. Now, on the phone, I've actually got the plastics, or one of the plastic surgeons at the Nuffield, who are one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. I'm going to try and get your name right. Mr. Venkat Ramakrishnan.
Ramakrishnan.
I knew I'd get it wrong. See, my ignorance has come racing to the surface at that point. I'm so sorry. Now, how long have you been a plastic surgeon?
I've been a plastic surgeon for about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Since training in Australia, I came to UK and I've been practicing here for about 25 years.
So have you seen, I suppose you have seen a lot of changes in that time?
Oh, yes. I think all walks of life and all types of surgeries, yes, the surgery has become more and more refined. And it continues to develop with technology and also new techniques.
Now, the only thing I know about plastic surgery is what I've seen on that television program, Nip Tuck. talk us through, a chin lift, for example. What would you have to do to lift somebody's chin?
Let me first correct that misapprehension, comprehension of what plastic surgery is. Plasticose means to mold tissue. Plasticose means to mold in Latin. So any operation that molds tissue is plastic surgery. So it could be molding tissue for after cancer operation, or when there is a hole in the leg after an injury, to mold tissue to cover it, or cosmetic surgery to mold tissue to make it look good. It is all comes under plastic surgery.
Now, you mentioned a while ago that you off air that you do a lot of breast enhancements after a mastectomy.
Yes, breast reconstruction. After mastectomy.
I haven't got the wordage. I'm so sorry.
Yes, you are right. I mean, breast enhancement usually means making a breast more enhanced, normal breast, bigger or better looking. That is with implants or by corrective surgery, by uplifting the breast or reducing the size or whatever. These are very common operations I undertake at the Nuffield, but that is the cosmetic side of things. The reconstructive side of things is when patients have cancer and have their breasts removed for cancer, we rebuild the breast as well. So these are two different things, both offered at the same place. The reconstruction, we do have a particular technique of using body's own tissue to rebuild. We don't use implants. We also use implants rarely, but mostly when you say reconstruction, we use tissue from other parts of the body.
Oh, wow.
90% it'll be from the tummy.
Oh, really? Why the tummy, can I ask?
Because it is a kind of a bonus. You also have a tummy tuck, and then we use that tissue to rebuild the breast. And tummy is one area where there is usually after childbirth and things, there'll be a little bit of extra skin and fat. So we can utilize that without causing a very tight closure. If you take it from the buttock or thigh, it might be a bit more difficult.
Wow. I mean, doing a enhancement, not an enhancement, doing, I've got the wrong wordage again, sorting out the breast after a mastectomy, that must be, that puts somebody's mind really at risk, because you'd never tell on the outside what had just gone on, would you?
Yes. It is today in breast cancer surgery, we just don't, it's not only making the patient's cancer go away, it is also rehabilitating them and making them feel normal. That has become part of breast cancer surgery now. So every woman from 2007, the NICE guidelines, National Institute of Clinical Excellence, guidelines states that every woman who has mastectomy should be offered reconstruction.
Really? Oh, so, that's fantastic, though.
But not every woman accepts it. Some of them don't want it. Some of them are not fit to have it because they have other problems.
Yeah.
But 85% will be offered, and maybe about 50-55% of women will have it reconstructed today.
Wow. And what is new in plastic surgery? Where is it going? It's moved along a long way in 30 years, as you just said. Where do you think this is leading?
I mean, it's very difficult to predict the future. But at the moment, we are using tissue, bodies, tissue from other parts of the body to rebuild the body. That has become a big feature of plastic surgery, where we use microscopes We take the tissue. We can't just take the tissue and put it in. We have to take the tissue with the blood vessels and connect the blood vessel to the local blood vessel.
Oh, wow.
So the tissue lives straight away at the end of the operation. And this is called microsurgery. And this is becoming more and more evolved in plastic surgery. So that is what has changed the phase of plastic surgery now. And I think it will continue to get better and better in the next decade.
Yeah, I mean, what about scarring? Is there much scarring after something like that?
Yeah, that is one of the reasons we choose the tummy. So that scar is like a tummy tuck scar. It's a very low scar, like a cesarean scar, but longer than that. So it's well below the panty line or the pant line. So it's not. It's well hidden. So they don't have a problem with the scar as such.
And how long would that take to recover from surgery like that?
Usually 6 weeks, patients should be doing most things at home. Certainly strenuous exercise, long-haul travel and things, maybe 2 months or 3 months, depending on the patient's recovery and how motivated they are.
Well, that's just, this is such a fascinating world to me because this is the first time I've spoken to a plastic surgeon as such. Venkat, thank you very, very much for calling us in this morning, and we'll perhaps we'll have a chat again in the future.
Thank you. Pleasure to have been on the show. Thank you.